Hey everybody, this is Nicole. Before we get started with the show, I just wanted to make a mention that the Ladies of Elite, all of three of us, Kim, Stephanie, and myself, are going to be participating in the AIE Guild Online Gameathon on October 4th. What this means is we're part of a guild called AIE, and we're raising some money for a BlizzCon guild hall. And we're all going to be playing some games. So if you're interested in supporting the guild and want to play some games with any one of us, you can head on over to tinyurl.com/gamewithAIE and check out some of the packages that are available. So I think all three of us are playing some Borderlands 2. Or if you're interested in another game, let us know. Go on over to tinyurl.com/gamewithAIE for all the details and specifics on how you can participate. Thanks.
Have you changed your mind yet? Are you willing to speak seriously?
Of your bosom, as you wish.
No, I do not wish to speak of my bosom.
But it is a marvelous bosom. I have seen women half your age who have not held up half so well. Perhaps it is a magical bosom?
Stop talking about my bosom.
But I thought you wished to speak seriously.
I do. I thought, however foolishly, that you might be willing to speak of your past.
We could do that. There have been many bosoms in my past, though only few as fine as yours.
Enough. I'm ending this conversation.
Welcome back, everyone, to Ladies of Elite. This is episode 115, and this is the podcast where we talk about video games and magical bosoms.
Bosoms.
I'm Nicole.
I'm Kim, and my bosom has held up pretty well over the years, I think. It's magical.
Magical.
And I'm Sally. That might be my goal now, to see if I can get everybody to laugh that opening clip.
So, I tried so hard not to. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. And I was like, okay, when he came back and said, okay, we'll talk about my past.
Yeah, exactly.
I have seen many bosoms, in my past.
What game was that?
That is, oh, come on, you know.
Was it
Dragon Age or
Witcher?
It's Dragon Age.
I thought it was Witcher too.
I thought it was Witcher.
Oh. Right. So that's Zevran and Wynn. If you recall, Wynn being the mage that you rescue from the tower, and Zevran being the elf assassin that you join.
See, I didn't play Dragon Age Origin. I mean, I played it, but I didn't.
You didn't like finish.
I didn't really get into it.
Oh my God! So that was the problem, is because obviously the next Dragon Age is coming. So I'm going back and re-looking at the games, and I started playing it again. As soon as I started looking for these clips, I was like, yeah, I'll just play it again because it's so good.
Reminiscing about the voice actor sounded very, very familiar to me.
Right. And he does sound a lot like the guy who does Puss in Boots.
Yes.
Antonio Banderas.
Antonio Banderas.
But it's not.
Okay.
He's a white, bald dude. Looks nothing like Antonio Banderas. Nothing.
I'm just going to imagine him as Antonio Banderas, though, because, God, he was always on my list. You know, you get your five freebies. Right. Antonio Banderas, always on my list.
Well, let's talk about the games we're discussing this week. We've had a few weeks off. I've had some really bad scheduling stuff going on. Just life in general is kind of crazy right now. But we are going to be discussing Destiny still. Sorry, that's all I'm playing right now. Shadow of Mordor. Yesterday?
Today. Today.
We're right on it, man. Boom. Right.
Yes, we are.
Of course, World of Warcraft, Infamous, First Light, a bunch of iOS games, and a little bit of news, a little bit of email, you know, all the fun stuff. Let's just get this out of the way right now. Destiny, I finished the story. I finished the game, got to level 20, and I'm still going in for some reason. The game, I really enjoy it. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going around and doing, you know, little missions and strikes. And I mean, that's the end game, right? And you're trying to collect armor that has light on it so I can level up. And I really still enjoy that game, no matter what Scott says.
Well, that's cool.
I'm still enjoying it,
yeah,
as well too. So, but we've been playing. So I had April Ness here, Viking Lass, mm-hmm. was here nice. Over the weekend with me. And so we were playing, you know, I was watching her and we were streaming it. And it was just so much fun to, I don't know, the combat is so satisfying in it. You know, when you can sit there and just headshot people, mm-hmm. or you can, you know,
those bounties are awesome.
Yeah, it feels so good, the combat. So, I'm still playing it because I'm still only, I think, level 17. Mm-hmm. I'm at. So I haven't gone to the end game yet. But
oh, you got to finish it. You get an awesome, awesome gun.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
See, I think I would have finished if April wouldn't have been here, but she was playing a lot.
April, it's all your fault.
It's all April's fault, damn it. I would have been 20 by now, April. Yeah. No, but yeah, I'm still enjoying it. But I think, you know, our expectations are different than other people's expectations.
Yeah.
You know, other people have an expectation of it being an MMO, which it's not an MMO.
See, I went in thinking, you know, Borderlands. And that's why I'm not disappointed at all. Mm-hmm. I just
that's what I was thinking too. And it's nice to have the people coming in and out of your group and helping, mm-hmm. and stuff. Because I had a lot of people just pop in, you know, help me with a certain part and pop out or stay for a while.
I'm a control freak apparently, because I just don't like people just popping in. Just be like, hey, what's up? I'm like, kind of just doing my own thing right now.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'm a little antisocial sometimes.
So, I get that way when you game.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just want to be by yourself. You don't necessarily want to
like today before the show. I just want to get in there and I want to just do a bunch of patrols by myself. And see, I'm the kind of person that I just like to explore every little nook and cranny. And I feel horrible when I know somebody's with me and they're like, where the hell is she going? And I could be going nowhere, but it's my time.
Yeah. And that's what I do that a lot too. And people, you know, are there and I'm just like, well, if they want to stay, they want to stay, but I'm doing this. So they joined my game, you know? So yeah, I'm okay with it because I still go and do what I want.
So we're broadcasting live on Alpha Geek and I hit the wrong button. So we should be live now. So
awesome.
Those in the chat room, I'm sorry. I got it working. It should be live now.
Okay. So yeah, I had several people text me saying, hey, it's not working. Hey.
It should be working now. Hello. all right. So, Stephanie, what have you been playing? Because you're still waiting for Destiny to be on the PC. So
yeah.
You're going to be waiting a while for that.
Yeah, I still got 6 months to go on that. Yeah. So, yeah, I've been leveling my little monk in World of Warcraft with Gristle and Fuscami. They're leveling with me.
Oh,
so
cool.
That's been a ton of fun.
Yay.
Yeah, last night we were in Goro Crater. Killing every dinosaur.
You know what? I still need to finish the quest where you feed your little dinosaur.
Yes.
I'm pretty close to being done with that, but I just kind of there are two quests that they're long term quests. Mm-hmm. The Drake that you get in what area is it called? It's in the Outworld, or I'm totally missed.
Northrend?
No. By the way, I say no a lot now with a child.
One no is not sufficient.
Yeah, I have like three rapid no's that come out. No, it's when you go through the portal to the Outlands.
Right. Burning
Crusade, and you know, the Drake quest, the Violet Proto Drake or whatever it is, or it's not a Drake. It Anyway.
Oh, I know what you mean. You know what I'm talking about? The southern part where you pick up the eggs and get the rep to buy the dragons.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha. I know which one.
Those
yeah,
are the
yeah,
Twilight yeah. drakes.
Yes, the Twilight. Yeah. So I've been grinding and trying to get that for what it feels
yeah,
like forever.
I enjoyed doing that, that when nobody was else was doing it.
Yeah.
Because then you could pretty much just yeah. go do it on your own. You're the only one in there. Mm-hmm. And it was nice.
And you're, yeah. you know, poisoning the plebes or whatever they are. Right. Yeah. And yeah, so I so that one,
oh, throwing the shoe at him to wake up the yeah, I remember that.
That one and the little T-Rex baby are two quests that have just been in mm-hmm. my log forever. Yep. And I'm pretty close. I'm like halfway, if not three quarters of the way done with them. I should just finish them. So
yeah.
Are you still playing
yeah,
WoW?
I want to get back into WoW. I haven't actually played in a while, but I get in. So like today I was doing testing on video cards. Nice. So I, you know, was flying around in Pandaria a lot today, but that's about all I'm doing. Oh. I haven't really done anything. So I do want to get back into it because I want to. I don't have anybody I want to take up to 90 yet. Mm-hmm. So I want to get somebody up to 60 or 65, whatever it is, so then I can get that person up to 90 and my
professions
skills or my professions go with it. Yeah. Nice. So, I don't have time. There's all these other amazing games out there, you like, know? And now,
yeah, Shadow of Mordor out of nowhere.
Oh my God. Yeah. I didn't even know this was coming out. Did we
yeah,
totally
it was very
miss
low
this?
Key. Yeah. No, I mean, like I said, it was very low key. It was a hit at E3, but that was it.
Yeah.
I didn't see any advertising.
Well,
for
I think
it at
because
all.
How many Lord of the Rings games have come out? Like, I knew it was coming out because Liam had talked about being the voice of Gollum in it. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, that's so yeah. cool. But then I was like, okay, it seems like every Lord of the Rings game, I haven't really, like, I remember playing a Lord of the Rings game back on, like, my just Xbox. What was it? And I lived in California at the time. It was a long time ago.
Oh, nice.
Wow, that is a long time
yeah.
ago.
Yeah. And I was thinking, I'm still kind of like, where is this in the timeline? I think because the world's just so big and the timeline and you yes. have the movies and wires get crossed and you're not really sure, is this going to be good? Is it not going to be good? Because there's been some not yeah. so good ones that have come out. So I think it just kind of, well, and the first article that comes up if you search Shadow of Mordor mm-hmm. Is a Forbes article that says Shadow of Mordor and the benefits of being underhyped.
Right.
Exactly,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
I think, a big thing because I downloaded this morning mm-hmm. and then I watched a trailer. IGN did a review of it mm-hmm. and I was like, holy crap, that looks amazing. Mm-hmm. And so then we downloaded it and we've been playing it today. And I'm like, okay, this
it's
fun.
It's scratching an Assassin's Creed itch, isn't it?
Yeah, it totally is. Yeah. I love the Assassin's Creed type feel to it, plus the Arkham, you know, Batman mm-hmm. feel to it. But holy crap, this game is a suck on your graphics card.
Yes.
It is.
See?
Oh,
and
my God.
Once again, it's the same specs as Dead Rising 3.
Oh, is it?
Same minimum video card.
See, I'm playing it on my PS4. I just downloaded it on my PS4.
Ah. Yeah. So, there you go. No, I would have bought it. I'd get it on the PC, but yeah.
So, it's amazing. So, we just got these brand new NVIDIA 980 video cards. These mm-hmm. things are, you know, top of the line, just out. And it looks amazing on these mm-hmm. cards. It is just gorgeous. And so today what I was doing was I was going down through our video cards. And I got down to like our 600 series. And it was still able to play on our 600 series.
Right.
But the difference in what it looks like between the 600 series graphics cards mm-hmm. and the 900 series graphics cards, night and
yeah.
day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It is so, so gorgeous on this, you know, top of the line video card. It is, I mean, literally, it's just, you feel like it's almost real. It is so, so gorgeous.
I'd say it looks great on my PS4.
It's a very unusual graphic style. I noticed that when I was looking at the trailer, that it doesn't look like other games. right?
I don't know. What do you mean? Like
it has a more realistic feel to it. Mm. It's not cartoony or you know, I don't know.
Yeah,
no, it's not.
Yeah. It has a more realistic look to it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm playing on the PS4, so I don't know. I guess it looks great. I like a visually beautiful game, but really when it comes down to it, it's the gameplay and the story that's going to keep me playing, not pretty graphics. So
well, but I think what I'm getting at is these are pretty intense graphics.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's going to slow down your gameplay if you don't have a system that has those minimum requirements, because it's an intense game.
So how far did
the minimum requirements are very high.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
But you can play this. I mean, aside from the PC, you can also play this on the PS3, PS4, Xbox 360, and Xbox One.
Right.
So, yes. It's
so again, that begs the question of how are the loading screens?
I haven't had any problems.
It's not going to be an instantaneous kind of thing, right? I mean, it's got to have time to load.
The loads in Destiny are crazy long compared to the loads in this one. So I'm like, oh, this is a fast game.
Yeah, I didn't even notice the loading screens on it. But the voice acting so far, amazing. Yeah. It's just so good. The dialogue has been so good. The story so far has been good. It's really cool. The combat, I love the combat on it so far. It's that satisfying combat again that you're just like, you kill things and you're just like, yes, that felt really good to lop his head off.
Well, and you are, so the story takes place between The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings. Mm-hmm. And you play a ranger who's basically caught in limbo. And to break the curse, you're going to have to find I wasn't really sure what I was watching, because I'm still trying to process what this story's about. But the idea is that you're going to have to find now this, it's not an orc. What do they call them? They call them something else. Anyway, Uruk.
Right.
You're going to have to find him in order to break this curse. So you're kind of in you have a mode where you have a bow that is a spirit bow. So you go into like the spirit mode when you hit L2, and like the whole world changes around you. And it's kind of like when Frodo would put on the ring, that world.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. But then once you release L2, you go back into the real world. And so there's a whole story with your wife and your son. And honestly, I got a little teary in the beginning. I was like, oh my gosh, this story. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a sucker for a family story. So you're going around, and I thought it was interesting. I don't know from the PC perspective, but usually your battle move is like X, but for this one it's square, and you're really relying on dodging and blocking with the triangle button. So they do a whole tutorial in the beginning, and you're going to be able to do different things, and you have your main quest and you have your side quest. So just like with Assassin's Creed, you can actually pick up different things depending on how you want to play the game. So there's so much to do. And you heal yourself with herbs and things like that. How far along did you get into the game, Kim?
Oh, not very far at all, because I played a little bit, but mostly I was doing benchmark testing on it. So I, and that's the good thing. It has a built-in benchmark test, I love that. but I did watch the video, and one of the things that I thought was really cool, or I watched IGN's review of it. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I thought was really cool is that there are certain named, or there's certain of those enemies that if they kill you, they level up. And then you will meet them later on in the game. And then you'll have some dialogue with them that's unique to say, hey, remember the last time we met? I kicked your butt.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought that was pretty cool. Plus, you're trying to defeat these five warlords. That's your goal, right? Is to defeat these five warlords. And
you don't know who they are either.
Yeah, yeah. And but when you get a minion, if you take over a minion's mind and you can get him to replace one of the warlords, then he'll do your bidding and things like that. Ooh. So it's also kind of a strategy mm-hmm. game as well right. as just an adventure game. So I thought that was kind of cool. And they said about 12 hours if you just do the main quest, but if you like go through all the other stuff and do the strategy part of it, it could be like 25 hours easy. On nice. This.
So,
and I wasn't
this is a
playing
player
with the
game?
Yeah, single okay. player.
Yes.
But I think there is I noticed there was a couple different modes to it. So you had your single yeah. campaign, and then there was something underneath it, and it wasn't unlocked.
Challenge modes.
Yeah, yeah. So,
It wasn't unlocked for you?
Because I was just installing it. So I was able to start playing okay. the game before all of it was installed. Which was kind of cool.
I read if you get the season pass, the challenge modes are automatically unlocked.
Gotcha.
Yeah, because I'd say mine.
Otherwise,
unlocked.
If you don't have the season pass, then you have to work to unlock them.
Ah, well, I'll just work to unlock them.
Money gets you access.
One of our favorite voice actors, Troy Baker, is actually the voice of the Ranger, Talon. Is it Talon? Talon or something like that.
Talon.
So if you remember, that's the voice of Booker from Fallout, or not Fallout.
And,
Bioshock Infinite.
Bioshock. And Eslin from Infamous Second yeah. Son.
So I'm having fun with this game. Now that with Destiny, I think this has replaced Destiny for me. I'll probably go back into Destiny to do more multiplayer. Yeah,
I just need a better video
this
card.
This game
and
seems
then
to have
it.
a lot of different your moves too, your counterattacks, your attacks, and you know the way that mm-hmm. it works, and it's very responsive to you. I found that you know some games you have it's when you go and do your counterattack when you're already trying to do your main attack. Sometimes it's a little sluggish, but this one seemed to be immediate. If I were and I was just playing on the mouse and keyboard. And so when I was pushing my buttons on the mouse, it was almost immediate. Even if I were swinging to kill somebody, I would immediately block as well.
Cool.
So it was really cool. I thought that was, it's very well implemented, I think.
I agree. I'm happy with the purchase.
Very nice.
Me too. And I got like the ultra thing. So it cost me like $80 to buy this game.
Oh, I didn't do that.
I got the game and I got the season pass.
Okay,
so it's everything in there. Cool. So I was like, you know, I'm going to go ahead and just buy the season pass along with it now because it was on sale. So,
I it should be interesting. If I complete the game and see how much it hooks me, I might just get that season pass as well. We'll see. But I am enjoying it. It's a nice surprise. So Stephanie, you've been playing Infamous First Light?
Yes. So my computer decided to die for a while. So I relied on my PS4 to play games, and I realized, oh, that's right, I still haven't played First Light.
And that's the DLC, right?
That is the DLC. It is a standalone DLC, so that means you do not need the original game to play it.
Cool.
And it's $14.99. And it's really cool because it tells you the story of the girl from Second Son. Fetch is her name, is her street name.
Mm-hmm.
It tells the story of how she got captured. Well, first, how she ended up on the streets with her brother, and then how she got captured and kept in the Cordon K area for the conduits. And it's an interesting backstory because it's obviously telling her side of the story, but they have made some changes. There is no good and evil point system now. She is strictly using that power that she has, the neon power. And what's interesting is you're obviously back in the same city. It's Seattle, and you can see all of the different triggers for the powers that the original game had, you know, like the steam and the smoke, but you can't use them, obviously. It's just for her, so it's kind of like a tease. It's a nice taste of what you could have if you played the full game, because it still looks beautiful. And it's, I mean, seriously, the graphics are phenomenal. And it's very rich and saturated, and the colors just really draw you in and make you want to explore the city, because it has different sections, you know, like a Chinese section with all red neon everywhere. And then there's the part with the Space Needle and all that jazz. But the game, as good as it is Second Son light. It's not, there aren't as many quests to do, and it's still the same basic scenario where there's a map that's divided into sections, and you have to clear those sections to get 100%, you know. So in this case, I'm rescuing people that are being held hostage, and oops, I killed a couple hostages while I was learning my powers. Whoopsie. You know, it's basically just telling her stories, and then this story isn't nearly as well developed as the full game. So
are you done? Did you already finish it too?
Oh no! I haven't finished it.
Okay.
But you can definitely tell that there isn't as much story as there was in the original.
Well, it's a DLC. What do you expect?
I'm kind of
drunk. $14.
Exactly. Maybe if you're concerned you wouldn't like the original, you know,
give it a try.
Give the DLC a shot. It is $14, and the character's very. She's very likable, you know, despite her. She puts up a very tough front. And she is, in this DLC, her accent is much stronger than in the original game. She has a very pronounced Jersey accent.
Oh, really?
That is really.
Hey, she sounded so much like Rose Perez.
At some point, I was like, woo! All right, then. But yeah, she's a fun character. She's tough and. When sleazy dudes come onto her, she puts them in their place. So
good.
I enjoyed it.
We don't. Yeah. Sleazy dudes.
No. There's a yucky. That's just icky.
I had a guy whistle at me the other day. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Right?
Really, dude? Seriously? Come on.
Exactly.
Get back here. I need to tell you off. No. All right. Let's move over to some iPhone games. We have quite a few. And in fact, one that came out a few weeks ago that I knew Kim would be excited about. Goat Simulator came out on iPad, iOS for $4.
Got it immediately.
Oh, nice.
Have you been playing it?
I have. It's a lot of fun. And I've just been playing it on my iPhone. You know, like when I'll sit down and I'll have some time, I'm just like, I'll just play it on my iPhone. Yeah, it's like really cool. It's really fun. It works really well on it. It's smooth and everything else. I'm not sure it would work on my iPad, so I didn't even bother putting it on there. But it's exactly like the game. It takes a little while to get used to the controls because it is a little weird. But once you get the hang of it, it's like, oh, okay, this is cool. And it seems to have a couple of new, well, maybe not new little things, but I haven't encountered them in the original game so far, like the penguin. I was a penguin, and I'm like, hey, I can be a penguin. And I never was able to do that in the regular game, but I haven't played the regular game in a while. So it's fun. It's expensive though. I'm $4.99 for the game.
Christmas time. I bet maybe, you around Christmas time, it'll probably go down to like 99 cents.
Yeah. If it goes on sale, I would definitely get it. Definitely get it. Cause it's fun. Yeah. It would probably be great on the iPad mini or even like the 6 Plus. Mm-hmm. Probably be great on both of those.
That's fun.
Yeah.
So Steph, what have you been playing?
Agreed. I have been playing a Clash of Clans clone called Plunder Pirates.
Plunder Pirates.
Plunder
Pirates. Oh, that's fun to say, huh?
Pirates. Plunder Pirates. It's like, I know, it's very a tongue twister kind of thing. Clash of Clans clone, yes. Plunder Pirate. Okay, so this is exactly, like I said, it is a clone of it. It is exactly the same thing, but they threw in something that this is what I'm really enjoying. So they threw in a side component of the game where you have your ship full of your sailor dudes and you go out exploring a map. So it's a great big wide ocean that's covered, concealed, and you have to go explore. Neat. But at first your ship can only move so far, and then you have to upgrade your ship to move farther. But you expose things like sharks to fight. There's some krakens. There's some islands with pirate strongholds that you can take over. So this is a way for me to enjoy the game without fighting people, because I hate that. I hate going to other people's towns and having them attack me, and I hate attacking other people. I just like the other part of the game.
Yeah.
So I like the exploring part. I like building up my little town. And so this is what is keeping me playing the game, because otherwise I would have given up. I hate logging in and finding somebody destroyed my town. It's like, dude, I'm just trying to have fun here.
Aww, ain't gotta rebuild.
And then I just get in my ship and go explore. So, yeah.
Well, cool.
It's like, dude, I was saving up to build an outhouse. So now you and literally that is in the game, an outhouse. now you just took all my money, you bastard. But so Plunder Pirates is very gorgeous looking. I mean, seriously, it's beautiful. And it has like this water effect that's kind of a little distracting at first. Mm-hmm. Because you're building up your island, your home base in an island, so it's all water. And it's kind of a little, there's like a lot going on visually. It gets better as you build your town up and you don't see so much water.
Oh, that's cool. I have to check it out. It's free too.
Yeah, it is. Exactly. And it's free, obviously, in-app purchases, whatever, but completely not necessary. Yeah. So they do have guilds.
Mm.
And you can join a guild. And what's cool is the guild has the ability to give you buildings like that you can build, like a blacksmith improves the attack rating of your pirates. Because that's one of the things that, you know, as I'm going out exploring my map, I'll come across another ship full of pirates. Well, my ship better be better, and my people, my pirates better mm-hmm. be better equipped than them. And then, because I'll log back in and I'll see the result and I'll say, oops, lost at sea. I'm like, oh, dang it.
So, so funny. You guys are, you have all the, you have all the iOS games this week. I have no iOS games at all. I'm telling you, all I've been doing is playing Destiny. That's it. Ah. That's all my gaming. It's been kind of, you know, I'm okay with that. Well, I haven't done a game like that in a while. But
that's kind of unusual for you though.
I know, right?
Yes.
I'm like bebopping all over the place. So, Kim, you've been playing Quiz RPG, The World of Mystic Wiz, another free game.
So, yeah, this one was given to us by, or it was suggested by our friend Jace when April was here.
Oh, cool.
And he's like, oh, this is a cool game. And it's like a deck building RPG type of game, fighting game. So you get a set of cards in the beginning, and then you go on these little quests, and then it's a trivia question as well. So to go on to the next point or to win, you have to answer trivia questions. And then if you get the trivia question right, then your particular color of whatever question you got, those cards will then attack the monsters. And, you know, they're like, you know, playing or the RPG type cards, and they have different colors assigned to them. So if you pick a red question, then your red cards will attack. And there's all kinds of other type of little quizzes in it and stuff. But what's cool is then you can go and you can enhance your cards, you can evolve your cards, you can play a tournament, and all these things, you have to do all these things together so you can get the best deck possible, so then you can move on to the next stages of these quests. And then the questions are kind of silly. Some of them are really goofy. Some of them, the questions aren't that great.
Oh, I was going to ask what the categories are, like what? Yeah, what kinds of questions?
It's like Trivial Pursuit, so as sports, entertainment, history, geography, I think, or lifestyle, geography, science. So I think it's pretty much Trivial Pursuit is what it is.
Very cool.
And it is just so much fun. It does have in-app purchases, but I haven't even been tempted yet. And I've been playing for about, 5 days now? And not even, there's never been a point that I even thought, oh, I need some, you know, whatever the gold or they have friendship points or you have crystals or whatever you need. But this game has a lot of little elements that, and you have to work all of them together to then go out and do your quiz, your quest that has the quizzes. So it's got a lot going on for it. And both April and I were addicted. As soon as he showed it to us, we both downloaded it immediately. All weekend we played it, and we were totally addicted to it all weekend. It's a fun little game, but when you are in like a tournament or you're going through the quizzes, it's one of those that you can't be interrupted because you're on a timer.
Oh,
so
yeah, yeah.
If, you know, but it doesn't last that long. So a tournament will last maybe 3 or 4 minutes. But during those 3 or 4 minutes, you can't be interrupted.
Right.
So, you know, it's one of those things that I don't always like those kind of games because I get interrupted a lot. My dog will jump on my lap or someone will talk to me or, you know, something comes up. Right. So just keep that in mind. When you start a tournament, it's like goes.
Go to the bathroom.
Go
to the bathroom and then no one will interrupt
you. If you're sitting on the potty, this is totally yours.
So Kim, I just searched for quiz RPG, and the third game that came up that I think you would love is called Zombie Survival Test. And it's a quiz.
Nice.
One of the questions, how long could you live on the food in your house? 3 days or less, between 4 and 7 days, at least 10 days.
So my fridge right now has beer, condiments, and cheese. That is literally the only thing
you
in my fridge.
You would not survive. And so you go through and you do you know how to siphon gas? What does siphon mean? No or yes? So you answer all these questions and your survival score will be like a percentage.
Nice.
So like, for example, this one, your survival score is 52%. You might just live. So it's called Zombie Survival Test. It's 99 cents.
I'm so getting that.
It has almost 5 stars on iTunes, too.
I need it to, like, then tell you what you've got wrong, you know? Like,
it probably does.
You know, yeah, point you to the Wikipedia page. Yeah. This is how you siphon gas.
Yeah.
Which, for the record, I know how to siphon.
So there you go. Oh, that's
hilarious. Yeah, because, you know, we used to steal it when we were in high school because we had no money to go pay 67 cents for a gallon of gas.
I remember scraping, like, the coins in my car together for a dollar of gas. That would be a gallon of gas of 99 cents.
Yes.
Oh, we're old.
Yes, I did the same thing. We're like, you know, you're searching through your car and all your friends are searching with you. And, you know, then you come up and you've got $2.50. You're like, all right, man, that's like 5 gallons worth of gas right there.
All right. Well, let's move on. We want to keep on track. We have a lot of internet news. We were talking before the show started about a 3-year-old little girl playing Dark Souls 2 PvP and actually winning, killing two invaders. So it's a YouTube video. So let me just play a little bit of it because it's so adorable. Because the dad's coaching her through it. So here it is.
He's coming.
Oh, good. You saw him before I did. How about that?
So it's another player.
Okay, ready?
I'm going to do it again and then you see. Okay?
All right, you play it. It's all you know it. Wait.
He's coming closer.
And he's taking a video of the little girl playing. And she's like, he's coming closer. He's coming closer. It's adorable.
Oh, she doesn't have nightmares about that.
Oh, I'm sure she doesn't. It's all – whenever Mateo, like, we go into
Dark,
like,
Souls gave me nightmares.
a Halloween costume or Halloween store or anything like that. He sees I'm not scared, and so we laugh at him, like, oh, it's so silly, it's make believe, and no, he hasn't had any problems with it. I mean, of course, all kids are different, as we always say, so, but I'm sure she's fine, but it's adorable, it's freaking adorable seeing a little girl hack and slash into PvP, and it's PvP, it's not even like it's the game, it's two other players that has come into her area and she's defending, so it's adorable.
Shoot, she's better than me then, because I could not do that.
No, I didn't even go in PvP in Dark Souls.
Yeah, some of the comments, of course, you know, somebody goes, that's so adorable. Also, I wish these people knew they just got beat by a 3-year-old.
No, right?
That's awesome.
Well, you can see you can see their gamer tag, so if they ever see the video, they'll know. So since we were talking about iPhone and iOS games, something came out that recently has made my life wonderful: family sharing. So now you can share apps and games and music with your family. And I just tried it out. Mark set up a family with myself and my mother-in-law, because my mother-in-law sometimes watches Mateo and she's like, you have all the great games. I don't have any of them. Right. So this is perfect. And the way it works is you just go into the app store, you go underneath your purchases, mm-hmm. and it's right there. It's line item, my purchases. And then underneath it'll say family purchases. And it takes a little while for their purchases to load for you to see them. But once they do, you can download any of their apps that they've downloaded. Right. So just a little word of warning, you will see all of their apps that they ever yes. purchased. So if you've ever purchased yes. this oh, weird
app. I don't want people judging me on my app purchases. I mean,
no why kidding.
Why did you buy that or that music? Yeah, I don't want judgment.
Exactly. So
I've downloaded some pretty funky apps exactly. in the past, you know, some fart apps, some booger apps, yeah. and some... Yes. Earwax apps. And, yeah.
You just need to blame them on your sons. Like, I didn't do that.
Oh, yeah, that was those guys.
Oh, that's so funny.
So the big thing that's holding me back is the person who sets up as the coordinator mm-hmm. also gives up their credit card. So anyone who's part of your family sharing
yeah.
now can purchase on your credit card without your authorization.
That's
they don't need to pre-approve it. Like once you've given them access to your library,
right.
they now have access to purchase off of your credit card.
You mean in app from the apps themselves?
Right. So they can go in and buy a $14.99 app. And it will go through.
That doesn't
and
make
you'll
any
have
sense.
Access to it. They'll have access to it, but it's kind of that.
But that doesn't make any sense. How would I purchase under their credit card when all I see is a list of
that's
their...
That's what I'm saying is when you buy it, it becomes part of that. Like they have access to that now.
Well, I understand that. But if I buy a game, it's coming underneath my account, not his account.
You can set that. Maybe you can change what account it's
purchased I'll have to research it a little bit more because that doesn't sound right. Because the way I'm looking at it right here, I just see...
What I would like is gift cards. I would like to have a
You are very, very choppy today. I just want to address this. You're very choppy right now. You're breaking up.
Sorry?
Do you have a... You good?
Nothing's running.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean...
It's my internet.
Well, but... I mean, gift cards are money too. So yeah. why would that make a difference?
I'd rather have a pool that you can't go past, right? Like, here's $20. Go buy what you want. Not you have free reign of my credit card. Go buy whatever the heck you want. I don't want that. I want a smaller pool that they can pool from. You know, that sort of.
I need to research that a little more. I was gonna say I need to research that part a little bit more, because that doesn't sound like. How I thought it was set up.
I think that's seriously why I pulled back when I saw that it was the whole sharing of the credit card.
Yeah. Well, I'll research it a little bit more.
It says pay for family purchases with the same credit card. That's what it says.
Mm, okay. I'm going to.
Well, this doesn't affect me whatsoever because nobody in my family has an iPhone but me.
Oh,
so
really?
I have no family that this even pertains to.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, that's cool that happens, but you know, I don't have anybody to share it with.
Yeah, I love it because Mark and I and now.
Oh yeah,
it's a very cool idea. Absolutely,
yeah,
yeah.
All right, we also have this is kind of old news, especially if you're already listening to the Instance podcast. Blizzard officially canceled their Titan MMO after 7 years of development. I remember going to BlizzCon. A number of years ago, and there was a whole like buzz about this project. And any thoughts? I mean, I'm if they're not happy with it, hey, I'm fine. It's cool.
Well, And I would imagine that the lessons that they learned from developing this MMO will go into something else.
It's, of course.
Yeah, it's wasted money, or it's sunk money. You know, once that money is spent, it's sunk and you can't do anything about it. So you can't worry about that. You have to look forward to how much more money are we going to have to spend on it. And they weren't happy with it. I mean, also like 3 years ago, didn't they trash the first 4 years and start completely over anyway? So it's really only like
they
3 years
yes,
old
they
that they mm-hmm. that they've trashed. So I mean, companies do this all the time. It's just that this is, you know, kind of a public thing.
Here's what
I mean, companies do this all the time.
Here's what I hope they are doing. While Titan was leaked, everybody's focusing on Titan, and they're saying, "Hey, look over here." And then while over on the other side, they're actually developing something no one knows about.
I don't
like this is the distraction and so, boom, look at that. I doubt totally I'm could. Sure that's not what's going on, but how cool yeah. would that be? Oh, at no, BlizzCon.
Sadly,
suckers.
Yeah, sadly, it's day and age, and everyone's already they're already kind of like data mining what the company's doing. So I'm sure they're not working on another project because a lot of times
a girl can hope
they'll research what they were hiring, right? Right. They'll look at Blizzard and they'll say, okay, they were hiring for this. They were hiring for that. You know, they hired someone to write lore. They hired someone to design cards. Sure. Like this is how they knew Hearthstone was coming. You know, that was the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm intrigued that they spent 7 years and then in the end they said, well, it just wasn't fun. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't what they said it had a couple hooks, but it wasn't what they were looking mm-hmm. for. It wasn't the fun that they were looking for, and they decided to kill it. So I'm glad that they killed it now rather than get to the actual point where they were
demoing
starting, you know, actual production. And then they realized, oh crud, this isn't really good. And then, you know, still have to go through the push of it. I'm just curious to see how Activision comes back and says this, you know, when they have to do their you know, shareholders mm-hmm. meeting, they're going to go and say, yeah, so Blizzard decided to stop funding this project and they killed it. And then all the shareholders get to go.
I don't think this is the first time they've ever done this. I mean, they've done this in the past.
No.
So it's
yes, but not as big or as long. I mean, that's that was a big project for them. Yeah. You know, they've killed smaller projects, sure. This was a big one for them.
Well, and I also think Blizzard is underneath a very different microscope than other gaming companies. I have to imagine there are other gaming companies that do this all the time. Like something just doesn't work out or it gets morphed into another project. And I mean, crap happens sometimes. And I think
that's software overall.
Exactly.
I mean,
right?
I know it's gaming, but software companies all over the world can projects after many, many years all the time. So it doesn't hit me as much because I've worked in software mm-hmm. development for years and years and years. So it's like, that happens, you know?
Yep. Well, hey, let's move over to some emails. We have quite a few. We have one from Adam. He says, hi, ladies. Last week, a couple weeks ago, you discussed the stigma of being a female gamer. I am male, but I wanted to give you another angle on the experience. I am a professor at a well-respected university, and because of this, I know very few people who are gamers. This is mainly because, as an academic, many of my colleagues look down at gaming as a useless pastime. Camping or hiking or tennis are okay. But time spent gaming is considered wasted when I could be working on the next paper or research project. I don't think my situation is as unfortunate as the female/male divide, since my case, the prejudice is based on what I do, not who I am. But I think I can relate to you all on some level. Thanks for allowing me a forum to share this. Keep up the good work. Adam. P.S. Last week you read an email from a mom in San Francisco. Oh, I think I need to send that to her directly. I will, Adam. I'll forward that on. I believe it was Sarah. So I'll make sure to send that along. I used to work in academia as well, Adam, for 15 years. I worked in an actual college, and then the rest of that time I worked at a company, and then I was in sales working in and going to colleges. So I totally get what you're saying about kind of hiding that part of yourself. Because, yeah, I totally got the same thing. I've had a number of my female coworkers. And in fact, I even have some of my male, former male coworkers who listen to this podcast. Hi, Dave. How are you? He emailed me the other day going, when are you going to record another Ladies Elite? I'm like, we're going to record soon. But I mean, it's a balancing act, I think. Have you experienced that too, being in a corporate world, Kim?
Oh yeah. Well, when I worked for GE, especially, because GE is a big stuffy corporate world, and I found there were many times that I just didn't mention, you know, my gaming part side of me, or that I did podcasts.
Yeah,
even. Podcasting was a weird thing to them. So
you kind of become the butt of the joke.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You definitely do, and I've been that butt of the joke many times in in GE. Well, in GE, really more specifically. Now, what I do, no problem. But back then, it was very corporate and very stuffy and very, you know, people, especially like over in Australia, people still wore suit and ties, you know, and it was no.
Oh my gosh! So. I just mentioned my friend Dave, and the next email we have is from my friend Dave and his wife Jen.
I'm kidding.
He says, "Hello, Lays Elite. I have discovered your podcast and I love it. I really enjoyed the reviews of the games you were playing and the fun banter. I was recently trying to find a game my wife Jen's and I could play together, but I remember how you all raved about Stick of Truth for 3 straight episodes. We've been playing the game and having a blast. We just got shrunken down by the underpants gnomes and we're running through walls." Thanks for the game suggestions and the fun podcast, Dave and Jen. Aw, Dave and Jens, I love you. I love it. It's so weird that I have friends that are listening to this. I'm a little self-conscious now.
I do that. All of a sudden, I'll realize somebody listens to it. Mm-hmm. Or when I realize somebody is listening live who's not like an AI ear or a frog pantser.
Right.
You know, it's somebody outside of that circle. And then I get like all nervous and I'm like, oh my God, they're totally judging me at this point in my life.
Oh, you're awesome. Judging you that you're awesome. Do you want to read the next email, Kim?
I sure will. Hello, ladies. I'm going to talk a bit about Destiny and why I like it. I've just reached level 20 and it opens up the daily and weekly quest system. I don't know if any of you were able to view footage of a Destiny raid. I was feeling sick and called off from work, so I was able to see some of the live games of people battling it. It was fun just watching people figure out on the fly how things work. It reminded me of raids and WoW. Mm-hmm. If you can watch a few and let us know what you think, I've already purchased the DLC. I didn't even know there was
one. There's two. There's two DLCs coming out in December. Oh. And I think it's going to continue the story. So,
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, just so you know, the load screens are because online shooters need very low latency. The game needed to find the lowest ping rate to their servers. Once you're in game, you don't have any other load screens. If you've ever played online shooters, you know that they are looking for the lowest ping rates. Destiny is also the only online game I know that saves your checkpoint. For being a shooter and always online, that is. I hope that all that are played know that it is a shooter first and has things from MMOs like quest, hard mode, and a so-so story. So it's just there to tie the things together. I'm enjoying the game now, and so are my friends. Now, one question, knowing that DLC is coming, what do you hope it brings?
More story.
Thanks for reading Algernon.
Algernon. I hope it just brings more of the story and the world and all the questions I have about who the Traveler is and like all of that. Because you're just really dumped into it and you're going from Earth to the moon to Venus, and then Venus to Mars. And then you go out to this reef place and you just, I mean, I got some of the story. I mean, I know why we had to do certain things, but I thought that it could be tied together a little bit or you know, fleshed out a little bit more in the back history of everything, because there's so much to it. Like, it's a huge world.
Yeah.
And I think you get a false sense of the world because you're literally going to a world and you can only get access a small little piece of it. So it's really a small map, but the,
yeah, it really is.
But the fact that they make it a whole world, like Earth or Mars, you kind of, it kind of tricks you. They play a trick on you, really, that it's this massive place, but it's not. It's teeny tiny. It's a little place. And it's, you know, like, strip away the actual planets and then place it, then you get a different perspective, I think. So I think
I would like to see new maps, new areas, because it is pretty limited. But also kind of change the guns up.
Mm-hmm.
There's really not a lot of
drops. I need more loot.
Diversity in the guns.
Yeah.
You know, you have your basic gun types, but within those basic gun types, there's not a lot. So I would like to see, like, something more from Borderlands, where, you know, you've got, every time a gun drops in Borderlands, you're so excited because you're like, ooh, what could this be?
Yeah,
what could this
be?
When stuff drops from Destiny, I'm like,
eh, it's probably something I'm going to not use and just, what is it, salvage or whatever it's called.
Yeah, and in Borderlands, so it may not be better, but it's different. And you're like, ooh, and you've got these choices you have to make. In Destiny, there's really not that much of a choice you have to make because they're really not that different.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of I would like to see maybe some, like, more fire or elemental stuff in it. That would be cool.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. I feel like they've created a shell of a game and they've filled out some of it, and there's potential to make so much more. And maybe that's what their plans are. I don't know. But also, drop me, like, when I pick a different place on the map, how about you drop me there? Not at the starting point each and every time. It feels, you know, I just, like, it feels like, okay, I'm going to go over, feels like I'm on the west side, but I still go to the same place. I don't understand that at all. Anyway, it's still a fun game. I'm not complaining.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm not either.
Stephanie, are you still with us?
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to read the last one? This is a comment from the website.
Oh, sure. This is from Loretta. She says, I really appreciate the voicemail from Danny, who talked about playing older games and iOS games. Like her, I love listening to your podcast, but I'm always very far behind from what you are all playing. I've ended up being one of those people who have a bunch of games on my Steam list that I haven't played. That's pretty much everyone. I picked them up based on your recommendations when they were on sale. Currently, I'm playing is Civ 3, Railroad Tycoon, Minecraft, Spore, Pocket Mine, Fallout, and lots of Big Fish games. By the way, I've actually played all of the Dark Parable games except the latest, and I highly recommend them all.
Oh, I'm awesome. I'm going to have to pick those up. I'm waiting for them to go on sale. I know the Christmas sale will roll around, and we failed to mention one of the other big things that happened in the iTunes store is the ability to bundle games now.
Yes.
So I have a feeling Big Fish will be bundling some stuff, and I can't wait.
Oh, yes.
So instead of, you know, paying for all the Dark Parables individually, maybe you get a bulk price.
They are discounting them, so it's very
nice. That's so nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. So, all right. So I think that does it for our show. Thanks, everybody in the chat room that hung out with us, listening live on the stream. Of course, we usually do this Friday, but since it's been a while since we did a show, I decided let's just go ahead and record something and get it out in the feed. just a big thank you to Doghouse Systems for sponsoring this episode. If you use the code LADIES, you get double the memory on your order. And I know that there is a sale going on right now.
There is. Yeah. We have a special going on our 17-inch laptops. Now, these are these are i7s, but they're a couple of – it's one back. So it's our 670 series video cards in them, but they're still amazing laptops, and they're on sale, I think, like for $1,700 versus $2,500.
Oh, wow.
Which is what it normally is. So it's a huge, huge sale. It's just not current, up to date hardware. So, I mean, you got to decide, you know, if you're looking for a great deal and it's a, you know, you can handle a little bit less of the hardware, these are awesome laptops. So go out and look at them.
That's awesome. So yeah, head on over to doghousesystems.com. And of course, thanks to Slash Loot for hosting all of our t-shirts over there. You can head on over to slashloot.com and check out all the Lazy Elite t-shirts and other Frog Pants shows as well. And Stephanie, since you've been Skyping out, I'll just go ahead and tell the listeners how they can contact us. Oh, there she goes again. you can head on over to lazeofleet.com as well as send us an email directly at lazeofleet@gmail.com. And if you'd like to leave a voicemail, we do have the ability to do that on the website. There's a little tab on the right-hand side that you can just easily record a message and send it to us. You can follow all of us on Twitter. I am Nicole Spag. Kim is just Kim Molly. And Stephanie is XIAXIAN1. Shushan, right? And then we have the Lays of Leet Twitter as well. So Lays of Leet, well, you know, Lays of Leet on Twitter. Let's see. Next time, what are we playing? I'm probably going to still be playing the Mordor game. So Shadows of Mordor, I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
Do you have too. Any? Do you have me anything too. Else? I know yeah. Borderlands, Tales from Borderlands, the prequel. Or the pre-sequel is coming out. I just pre-ordered it. It's going to be coming out in October. Yeah, October. Probably like 7-something days. So the interesting thing about that game, it's only PS3 and Xbox 360 and the PC. So I picked it up on the PC. So I pre-ordered it because I wanted to get those bonuses. Are either of you planning on playing the pre-sequel?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got it. I got it free.
What? How did you get it free?
When you order a video card from NVIDIA, you get it for free.
Hook us up. How many video cards are you ordering?
I order a lot of video cards.
Exactly. All right. All right. Yeah. So thanks, everybody, for hanging out with us. I'm going to remember to play the clip. Look at that. All right. Here you go. And Stephanie does all these clips, so thank you, Stephanie.
Yes.
All right.
In Antiva, we hear that Ferelden men cannot sleep without a dog in their bed. Is that true?
A dog? No, of course not. We value our dogs. It's part of our history.
Oh, perhaps it was simply a reference to your Ferelden women, then.
Well, now that you mention it...
But those stories you heard? All true.
Really? Even the ones that talk about how you all, you know, get paid to...
Especially those ones.
Wow, I am totally in the wrong order. How do you woo them? Is there a technique or...
Woo them? Are you quite serious?
Yes. I don't know what else to call it.
So let me get this straight. You have never wooed. Not once? You are wooless, as it were?
All right. Bad idea. Never mind. Is that a smirk? Are you smirking at me?
I assure you, sir, that I am not smirking. Might I offer you a bit of advice, my good friend Alistair?
I like my hair the way it is, thank you.
Truly, as you wish. Though my advice is regarding something else completely. It has to do with your recent exertions with your fellow Grey Warden that I overheard.
My... Oh.
It did seem as if you just got going when all grew quiet. You are feeling all right, yes? Perhaps you're tired.
We aren't talking about this, are we? Did I hit my head?
I have some roots from home that you may chew if you need energy. As for volume, perhaps you ought to try arching your...
Whoa, whoa. Awkward.
You Ferelden's are so finicky. How will you ever learn how to pleasure each other unless you talk about it?
Not listening. La, 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 la. Oh, now I'm babbling. Maybe we should go. Let's go. Let's just go.
Longest clip ever.
Wow.
There you go. Yeah. It was long, but it was... I wanted to show why I love Alistair so much. Aww. That was... He's cute. Alistair the Virgin talking to Zevran, the prostitute assassin.
Nice.
Visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.